In the middle of Kuf Chaf Ches, we're in the middle of Sif Yud Ches. Okay, let's give a little background. Okay, so we spoke out yesterday. The Gemara in Sota Lamed Tes Amud Beis gives a whole Seder Advarim, basically, sort of, not necessarily in order, we'll see. But don't do this until you finish that, don't do that until you finish this, don't do that until you finish this, and don't do this until you finish that. So there's three things, three pieces of the Gemara over there. We can't call out Kohanim until the Tzibor finishes answering Amen. Okay? One of the things we're going to have to discuss, which I think we may have discussed yesterday, are we waiting for everybody to answer Amen or just most of the Tzibor to answer Amen? Then it says, they can't start the bracha ad sheyichle dibor mipi hakore, until the kore finishes his speaking part. Okay, it doesn't tell us what that is. The Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us that is the birkas hamitzvah of asher kiddushonu. Wait patiently, the makor finishes kohanim, then they go into their birkas hamitzvah. Then it says, v'ein kohanim rashan atzchil b'bracha acheres, ad sheyichle amen mipi hatzibur. Okay, the kohanim are not allowed to start another bracha. We don't know what another bracha is until the amen is finished from the tzibur. We don't know which amen it's talking about. And the Torah quotes this gemara. So the Beis Yosef wants to know, what is this talking about? Okay, the kohen can't start a bracha cheres until the tzibur finishes answering amen. The basic question is like this. The makre feeds the kohanim. Yivarechacha, yivarechacha, yisa, yisa, ya'er, ya'er. So the kohen never has to wait for any amen. The kohen just has to wait for the makre. So what does the Gemara mean that the kohen is waiting for the tzibur to answer amen? Okay, so there's basically 3 to 5 answers. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin l'shita, so like the Rambam, that the first yivarechacha, because there's no confusion, there is no makre. The kohanim are just going to say yivarechacha on their own. So what's it telling us? Don't start the Yivarechacha. Don't jump into your Yivarechacha until the Amen finishes from the Tzibur. That's what the Shulchan Aruch told us. And in that case, everybody has to finish answering Amen because everybody has to hear every syllable of the Birkas Kohanim. Then the Beis Yosef goes on and says, that's very nice, Lididi. That's very nice for the Rambam. But the Torah, first of all, it's a Gemara. So the Gemara has to fit in basically with everybody. Unless you have another Gemara. And the Torah quotes this Gemara verbatim. And the Torah does not hold like that Rambam. So then he says, it could be that the Bracha Cheres is the Bracha or Tefillah that they say after they finish Duchening, the Ribon HaOlamim. And we're going to see that very soon. That is Shitas HaRamo. Now, it's very problematic to say that because we'll see the Bachas, Bambakashas against that Rama. We'll see it soon in the Mishnah. Then the Beis Yosef brings down the Ran. Beis Yosef brings down the Ran. The Ran says, what's this bracha cheres? Kigon ya'er and yisa. So the Beis Yosef says, Tmiani al Ran. As the Bishlam of Yivarechacha fits in at least to the Rambam, and to me, I don't like the Rambam. But Ya'er and Yisa, there's a makre. Everyone agrees there's a makre by the second pasuk and the third pasuk. Ya'er and Yisa. So Beis Yosef gives two answers. One is like lav dafka. Don't take the Gemara so literally. It doesn't mean that the Kohanim have to wait for the Amen. It means that the makre has to wait for the Amen. Don't be such a... The other answer is the Gemara never brings down the role of the makre. The Gemara talks about calling out Kohanim. 2 yes, 1 no. That's a Gemara. The fact that we do word by word, that does not appear in the Gemara. So the Odei Shlomo and the Beis Yosef says that but the pashas of the Gemara is that the Kohen does it all on his own. So this Gemara is going, it's not talking to us where we have a makre. It's talking in the olden days, perhaps before there was a makre, or theoretically, if you don't need a makre, that the Kohen should just wait patiently. Then there's a Gemara, there's a Tosis in Sota we spoke at yesterday, with addressing the issue, do you have to wait for everyone to answer Amen or only part of the people to answer Amen? Because the general rule, when most of the people finish answering Amen, that's it. And the stragglers are usually acting improperly, they're fetching out their Amen, they're not supposed to do that. You don't have to wait for people doing things wrong. However, you don't have to wait for people doing things wrong if it doesn't disturb anything else. But if it's going to disturb other things, I mean, the sugya appears, the source for this, is by the Shabbos table. You make hamotzi, everyone, you're supposed to wait for the amen before you cut the challah. So you don't have to wait for everyone to answer amen, just the rove of the people at your table to answer amen, then you cut the challah. Now, but it doesn't hurt anybody, the fact that you cut the challah before the last guy said his amen. It's not significant. It's not relevant. But over here, when you're going from one, one pasuk to the other, one davening, one tefillah to the other, one bracha to the other. So then you kind of need to hear each section is you're saying something because it's really supposed to be heard. So first he gets into the trekali lo mishtami that you can't hear the two voices. Then he gets into. And that would be a problem if the Kohanim can't hear the Kohanim or the Yivarechacha. Is that a problem? Is it not a problem? That's just over there. But, you know, let's just move on. Okay, right there. Anyway, it's an exciting Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim takes two opinion choices, makes them to a Machlokas, Magen Avraham Taz, and we touched on it yesterday. We're running out. Let's just move. Okay, so I'm at the top of page 10 in my book.
Wait for most people.
Yudches. So it really depends. The bottom line is that if, let's say we spoke this out in the past, let's say about Kiddush and Abdullah, you're in camp, you're in yeshiva, you're in a public forum, there's a lot of people there. So you have to wait for everybody, because if you're going to go on to the next bracha, then people are not going to hear the beginning of the bracha, they're not going to be yotze. If people need to be yotze, then you need to wait for everyone to finish. That's what the Mechaber says over here. We did that yesterday. The last thing we did yesterday. Ad sheyichla mipi kol hatzibur amen she'onim achar birchas asher kedushanu. Because everybody needs to hear every syllable of birchas kohanim. So you need to wait for everybody. The question is, with the calling out Kohanim, which is less important than the Kohanim themselves actually giving the bracha, so then, if you don't wait for the stragglers, maybe that's okay. Taz says, it's not okay. Magmar says, it is okay.
In between, you have to wait for everybody, okay.
That's a little discussion by Chazar Sashatz, the Mishnah Berurah, little stuff back in Kuf Chav Dalet. Is that like a bracha you need to be yotze? You need to wait for everyone to answer amen? I keep having this problem wherever I go. Right? You know what I'm talking about? It's like, the Shul Tzibur is on a train and doesn't care about anyone answering amen. And I don't feel like wasting my time.
It's his problem. Not yours.
No, but I got stuff to do. I don't have time to wait for a fake Chazar Sashatz that doesn't count and you don't get credit for. Do you know what I mean? The only thing keeping me there now is Birkas Kohanim. Not even if you can say Birkas Kohanim because maybe it's not considered the context of Tefillah. But
can I tell the story that he was at a minyan 30 years ago, and the Chazan said, "Atah Hashem Gibor, Hashem Lalam, the beginning of Atah Gibor, the second bracha." He said, "Mishav Ruchem Renegeshem, Morid Atah," and continued.
He's supposed to go back to
the bracha. The cat was in the middle of his Shmoneh Esrei, so he couldn't say anything. He finished his Shmoneh Esrei, and it's a machlokes if you have to go back or not. But if cats, remember we saw that. You told us that.
Rosh
said it's okay.
The
Morita Talmud is attacking the Mishnah. And the Rosh said it's not. And Rav Katz also thought like that 30 years ago. So he had suffix whether now he can say the Rosh Hashanah. So he had somebody else to be patron for the Rosh Hashanah.
One of the
Kohanim. Yeah, one of the Kohanim.
Okay. Alright, so we're at the end of Kuf Chav Ches Yod Ches. The Kohen should wait patiently till the Makra says the whole word, and then the Kohen repeats the word. And the Tzibur should not jump to answer Amen. Some people get very excited, they just answer Amen, and then the guy's in the middle of the Bracha. No, you have to wait till the end of the word, and then you answer Amen. Hagah, note, says Ramah, v'lo yatchilu hakohanim ribon ha'olamim, because that's how the Ramah understood that difficult Gemara and Tur, ad sheyichle amein mipiat tzibur, until the amein on the bashalom. So you wait for the amein, and then the Kohanim start to ribon ha'olamim. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah caught an ayin. Achronim pikpaku bagazu d'lomishkacha. So it's not relevant. They're not supposed to start this ribon ha'olamim until they turn back around, and they're not supposed to turn around until after the shiatim starts sim shalom, and that's after the tzibur answered amen. So the bach has a very big issue with this ramah. Ramah is using it to answer up to explain a gemara and a tour that's difficult. But the answer is not, it's not relevant. That's my chogas, Taz Magen Avram. You can answer the kasha, you can't answer the kasha. Fine. Okay, this is very interesting. Footnote 79 in the Dershu. Should you say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo? So it doesn't talk about Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, and therefore there are big Ashkenazi poskim who say not to say it, and that's why we don't say it. Then he brings down Me'idach. I don't know if the Pre-Chadash was Ashkenazi or Sephardi. Pre-Chadash was Sephardi. Pre-Chadash, Ben Yishchayim Kafachayim, say Baruch Baruch Shemo. That's what the Sephardim scream out, Baruch Baruch Shemo, in the middle of Nesias Kapayim, and Ashkenazim do not.
So interesting, is nobody besides the
Stipler
and the
Gersmosher
who discussed this?
And the
Buchacher, yeah, but this is Pre-Chadash. Pre-Chadash is in the time of Jesus.
Generation of
the business.
It's
like a heavy hitter.
Yes.
Super heavy.
Okay, weiter. Now we're up to Yud Tes and Chav. Okay, a little background. Yud Tes Chav. Yud Tes Chav based on a Mishnah in Brachos and Daf Mamadal Manav. The Mishnah says, HaOvif Nei Teva Lo Yane Amen Achar HaKohanim Mimnei HaTiruf. The Shliach Tzibur should not answer Amen after the Kohanim because he will get confused and not do his part properly. And then the Mishnah continues. Let's say the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen. Vim Ein Sham Kohen Elohu. If the only Kohen in the Shul is the Chazan, is the Shliach Tzibur, Lo Yisaz Kapov. He should not Duchim. Even if he's the only one in Shul, he's not going to be Duchiming. But why? Because he'll be confused. So if he's confident, she knows his kappa v'chozet tefillah. So rashai. But if the only kohen in shul who happens to be the shliach tzibur, if he's confident that he can go back to chazar sashat, get back to sim shalom, and not make a mistake, do it smoothly, then he's allowed to duchen. Okay, Tosis points out that when the first part of the Mishnah said not to answer Amen because of Tiruf, it doesn't say because of Hefsik, it says because of Tiruf. It means it's not a Hefsik, it's a part of the davening, it's Tzorech HaTfilah, and there's no Din Hefsik here. It's just a Din that he might get confused, and Chazal were afraid he's going to get confused, and therefore he shouldn't answer Amen. No. It only talks about the confident Shliach Tzibur, Duchening. It doesn't say that in the first half of the Mishnah, that if he's confident that he won't get confused by answering Amen, that he's allowed to answer Amen. So that's the question. What if he's confident that he will not make a mistake? Is he allowed to answer Amen to the Bracha? Let's see Shachnach. Kuf Chav Ches Yud Tes. Ein Shliach Tzibur Rashai Lanos Amen Acha Bracha Shel Kohanim. The Shliach Tzibur is not allowed to answer Amen to the Bracha of the Kohanim. That's what Shachnach says. The Taz points out, this is very interesting because the halacha goes mamish min hakotze el hakotze. The Taz says, this is talking about the three brachos of the Kohanim and three amens that will get you confused because you're going to forget if you're up to bracha number one, two, or three. But the Birkas HaMitzvah, the Asher Kedishanu, there's no confusion over there. There's only one bracha like that. And therefore, that the Taz says, you can answer amen. The Magen Avraham, I don't know if it's the Magen Avraham that disagrees, but we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim disagree with that Taz. Okay? Now, the Magen Avraham says like this. Magen Avraham brings a Raya. I'm missing a little bit of clarity over here, but in Simen Tovkuf Pehe Dalid, they discuss if the Shliach Tzibur is a Baal Tokea. Can the Shliach Tzibur blow shofar in the middle of his Chazar Sashatz? Or are we afraid he's going to be confused? And the halacha is that over there it's okay. So the question is, why over here, by duchening, do we say it's not okay, and over there, we say it is okay? So the Magen Avraham wants to answer, the difference is, that to duchen, you have to move. You have to be oker raglov, and that's a problem. You're not allowed to be oker raglov in the Shemana Esra. And therefore, duchening, he should not duchen. Shliach Tzibur is a melech hazaras hashatz, he's a kohen, no duchening. However, shofar, you don't have to go anywhere. You just take the shofar and blow it. Therefore, shofar is okay. If that's the difference between Nesias Kepayim and shofar, says the Magen Avraham, with the explanation of the people of God, perhaps, that then to answer Amen would be mutter, because you don't need to go anywhere to answer Amen. Amen would be like shofar, which you're allowed to do in the middle of Chazaras Hashat. If it's a din in a hefsik, Nesias Kepayim is a hefsik, and shofar, you're not verbalizing anything, so shofar is not a hefsik. Well, Amen is verbalizing, and then Amen would in fact be aser. That's brought down by the Pima God. But the Magen Avraham holds that it's going to be mutter to answer Amen, dumya de shofar, and we're going to see that that's how the Mishnah Berurah is going to pass. So let's see that now in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan ayin alf. Acha bracha shel kohanim. Okay, the Machaber says again, don't answer Amen. Why? Mishwesef katan ayin alav shematis balbel daito. He'll get confused. V'lo yede lahakos achakach pasuk sheni or shlishi, and then he'll get confused. He won't be able to be the makre for the second and third psukim of Birkas Kohanim. V'im isbalam mitochas seder, but if he has a seder, so it's less likely that he'll be confused, and less likely he'll lose the place. Umuvtach lo, he's confident. Shlotis bal bel daito, he won't get confused. Rashai lanos amen. He's allowed to answer amen. Oh, maybe it's a hefsek. No, we already said from Tosis and Brachos. Amen. Ze eino chashir hefsek du tzarech tefila. However, continues the Mishnah Berurah, "Val amen shel habracha asher kiddushanu, there yesh machmirin shebechol gadni lo yanem shem hefsik batfila." That bracha is not really, that's not part of the Nesias Kepayim. That's the Kohanim's personal Birkas HaMitzvah. So to answer, I mean, not like the Taz, the exact opposite of the Taz. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to answer amen if he has a sitter, and he won't lose the place, and he's confident that he'll do it right. He can answer amen on the three brachas of the Birkas Kohanim, but he cannot answer the first amen on the Birkas HaMitzvah. The shiny amen shall Birkas Kohanim gufa dulavi hefsek shumora al kabbalas habracha. Answering amen on the bracha is you're accepting the bracha. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So the Taz starts out the Birkas HaMitzvah is good, the others are not. The Shulchan Aruch Stam says no amens, and the Maskana of the Mishnah Berurah with Magen Avraham is that it's not a hefsek, and if you're confident that you won't lose the place, which again is halacha that we're borrowing from shofar, perhaps we're borrowing it from Sifchaf, which we're going to see right now, possibly, perhaps. So you can answer Amen on the Birkas Kohanim, but you cannot answer the Amen on the Birkas HaMitzvah, because we're choshish that that might be a hefsek. Okay. Now, what comes out of that Mishnah is like this. If there's only one Kohen in Shul, he's a Sheikh Tzibor, can he duchen? Maybe. If he's confident he'll be able to go back to Chazar Sashat, yeah, he can do it. And if he's not confident, then he can't. But if there's another Kohen in the shul, then he can't. It's only when he's the only Kohen, because otherwise there's no Birkas Kohanim. But it's another guy, let the other guy do it. That's what comes out of the Mishnah. And that's what the Mechaber says. Shulchan Aruch says, Sivchav, Im Shliach Tzibor Kohen, Im Yesham Kohanim Acherim, Lo Yisas Kapov, Lo, no if, ands, or buts. He doesn't dochin. And therefore points out the Ramah, V'lo yomru lo la'lo so li toyadav. Don't go tell him to go up or wash his hands. Avalim omru lo, then tzarcha, then he's stuck, right? Because if you tell him in Ritzeh, before Ritzeh, to go up, boom. And now your mom is talking about a bit of aseh, do oiver, but aseh im ein ola. Then he's going to have to go up. So do not do that, because you're going to force him to go up, and he's really not supposed to go up. Why is he not supposed to go up? Mishra Sivkatan Ayin Beis. Shema lo yucha v'chavin lachs l'sim shalom. Maybe he'll get confused. He won't be able to go back to Chazar Sashatz. Shedaito mitarefes me'em asat tzibor. V'afilu imu batuach ba'atzmo. Even if he's confident and he has a sitter and he won't get confused. Gamkin l'rotu chachamin l'hokab azeh lakor mimkom over l'alos l'duchin. Heichish yesh kohanim acher mitakneseh lo tispata nesias kapayim. It's only when there's no other choice, because he's the only Kohen in town, he's the only Kohen in Shul, that we will allow him to go up if he's confident. But if the other Kohanim, even if he's confident, we're not going to let him go up. Beautiful Ha'ara in 82 in Dirshu points out, since we learned that there's a strong Shita in Rishonim, that one Kohen is only Durabanan, and two Kohanim is Daraisa. So they want to extend this halacha. Mechaber doesn't say it, but there are posting who want to extend and say, if there's only one other Kohen and Shul, he should still go up to turn the Birkas Kohanim into Doraisa. But if there's three or more Kohanim in the Shul and there's Doraisa without him, then he should not go up. That's how the Chazon Ish holds. That's how the Stipler holds. That only if there's one Kohen, or possibly he's the second Kohen, then does he go up. Otherwise, he does not interrupt Chazaras HaShatz to be Ole L'Duchen. Okay, interesting footnote 83, where Shlomo Zalman holds that if someone's a chiyuv, he's an ovel, he's yotzeit, and he has to daven for the amud, it's more important to duchen than to daven for the amud, because duchening deraisa, davening for the amud is not. So it's a bigger aliyah than shama to the relative to do if you have a choice. He has a choice over here, lechayer, so then he should pick the duchening. Okay, continues the mechaber. Va'afilu ain shem kohen elahu. Even if he's the only kohen in town, lo yisaz kapav, he still should not duchen elim kein muvtach lo sheyafsul letzfiloso below tiruf da'as. Unless he is confident that he'll be able to go back to his tefillah without getting confused. Sheim hu muvtach b'kach, if he's confident that he won't make a mistake, kevin she'ein shem kohen elahu, he's the only one in town, yitzas kapav, he should duchen, k'dei shol tizbata nesias kapayim. So that the nesias kapayim will not go out the window. Okay, now the Shara Tzion brings down in the bottom Ois Samich Dalid. He says Magen Rav Poskim. Okay, whatever they're talking about, we didn't do. V'das haprichodesh lahakel bazek kishemuvtach af b'yesh kohanim acherim udlo kash Shulchan Aruch. The Prichodesh disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Prichodesh says no. If he's confident that he can go back, even if there are other kohanim, he should go up to the duchen. Okay? As long as he's confident that he will not get confused, he's got a sitter, doesn't matter if there's 25 Kohanim in Shul, he should also duchen. Is that the, do we go with the Prichodesh or the Shulchan Aruch? The Mishnah Berurah seems to think we should go with the Shulchan Aruch. But he says, in a place where they're noig, like the Prichodesh, Efshir, you should not stop them. So the Stipler and the Chazon Ish brought down over here in footnote 84, I'm going to guess that's what they're doing, Bnei Brak, although I have no idea. The Chazon Ish and the Stipler are like the Mechaber, only go up to Duchen if you're the only Kohen in town, or maybe there's two Kohanim to make a Daraisa. But it's more than that, you're not going to go up, like the Shulchan Aruch. However, Minig Yerushalayim is like the Prichadash, and that's what they do over here. Occasionally, you'll see the Shliach Tzibur, he's a Kohen, he's also going to Duchen. Up if there's four other Kohanim, it doesn't matter. He's going to Duchen. Now, if he's going to duchen, and so we said he has to be oiker raglov. So he's an Oshman Esrei. So he still has to be oiker raglov ksas. That's what the Mechaber continues. The Kaitid Yasi, Yaakov raglov ma'at bavoda, v'yomer ad l'chone l'hodos, and then v'yale l'duchen. He should be oiker raglov. So Kachil asked earlier in this week, what oiker raglov? He's an Oshman Esrei. And we said oiker raglov towards the duchen. So in Echinami, he has to be oiker raglov slightly towards the duchen. Has to be towards the duchen. It seems that's assuming he's going up to the actual duchen. Yeah, they bring up from Shlomo Zalman. There's a minute for the coin to jump. He's like, I don't know what the coin jump. The coin, the oiker raglov by jumping. He's like, I don't know what that's worth. Ma'ap avoda leilech letzara duchen. Mishnah Yosef Katan Ayin Zayin. Okay, then it says v'yala the duchen, and he should go up to the duchen. Mishabur Sivkatan Ayn Ches, Shiyaka Raglov Lagamre, Viyamar al Duchin, Ponim Negi Ponim Kedin. He should go up to the Duchin like all the Kohanim. And then they point out in footnote 87 in the issue that nowadays the Minig is not like that. The Minig, let's say Minig Yerushalayim, I don't know what they do in Chutzlars. The Minig Yerushalayim is that they, like the Prichadosh, that they Duchin, but not that he actually goes up to join the other Kohanim on the platform, but rather like the Radvaz says, that he Duchins from his own spot, meaning he'll turn around to face the Tzibor, that's Ma'akev, he has to turn around face the Tzibor. But he doesn't have to go up to the Duchen, he could just do it from his Mima Amakim, from his from the Amud where he is davening for the Amud, so it's not such a hefsek. V'yakre lo acher, so hence he's also a Kohen, he's not going to be the Makre. And then when he finishes the Messiah Machaz and Sim Shalom. Okay, that is Shitas Rashi. Then he goes back to the Amud and finishes Chazar HaSashatz with Sim Shalom. Then the Machabe brings down Shita Samaharam. Maharam holds. Maharam holds like this. The Makre, let's see, okay, this is the Maharam, the end of the Machabe. The Makre keeping the Tfilah Shel Tzibur and Tchila Batzof. If the Makre, who took over for the Shel Tzibur because he's a Kohen, was listening to Chazar HaSashatz from beginning to end, Odiv Tvei, it's better for him, Sheyisayim HaMakre Sim Shalom. Better for the Makre to come in as a pinch hitter and finish up the last bracha. So he had to be listening to the first 18, and he's going to finish off the 19th. And then Mishabur points out that Huadin, the end of Sifkatan Pei, the Huadin, that the Kohen, who used to be Shel Tzibur, should have in mind to listen to the Sim Shalom to finish off Eli Shomei Kohene, or through Chazar Sashat, however that works, the 19th bracha. And Mishabura points out Sivkatan Peyalev that the Gra and the Poiskim are against this Maram, like Rashi, Dasa, Mishabura Sivkatan Peyalev, Dasa Gra, Bibiru, Tovyotsu, Shisai Mashatz, Ba'atzmo, Tamid, not that the Makra should take over, forget about the pinch hitter, the Shil Tiba goes back and does his thing, the Chemed, the Chachayim, Chay Elam, Shachon, Kula Miskir, Bistama, Shisai Machaz, and Ba'atzmo, Velois Kir, Eitzazu, Hamu, Eretz, Bishokhan Arach, like the Maram, no, the Iker is like Shitas Rashi, and that is what is done.